Unity. While many area minor hockey and the men's senior hockey teams faced early elimination from provincial playoff runs, Western Prairie Unity Girls U13 ultimately reached their goals of becoming the provincial champions in their division. Without home ice advantage, Unity Prairie Thunder wasn't able to win their title at home, but that didn't make the victory any less sweet. After winning the Northern Final against Delisle, 2-1 and 4-1, the girls met the Balcarres Barracudas, who had beat Lumsden in the Southern matchup. The first game in the provincial final was played in Unity March 24 and resulted in a 2-2 tie, making the second game in Balcarres a must-win situation for both teams. It was WPU who handled the pressure best, coming up with a 5-3 win to take the series and the Saskatchewan Championship. Coach Amber Sporrell described the final as nothing short of exciting. It was anyone's game to win, and our girls came out with determination and heart. The game started off a little shaky for us. I think it may have been a little bit of nerves. We were down 2-0 after the first. We came out flying in the second and scored two goals, the first by Taryn Pernitsky and the second by Chloe Dean with 0.03 seconds left in the period. The third period started with a goal from Balcarres, but Ayla Sporrell tied it up 3-3 with an excellent top-shelf shot from the slot. Our fourth goal was a bullet of a shot from Tylan Blanchette on the point. We finished off the scoring with an open netter by Chloe with 26.4 seconds left, winning the game 5-3. Sporrell added this was the girls' first season together, and actually the first time these girls have played on an all-girls team. She said overall they had a stellar season. WPU Unity finished with a regular season the 1st of January 18 win-loss tie record, losing only one game. In league playoffs, they made it to the Western Final where they played against a Moose Jaw team. The girls won Game 1 at home, 4-3 in double overtime. The next day they played in Moose Jaw where they lost 5-2, forcing Game 3 the following morning at 9 a.m. There were only 5 seconds left, with WPU leading 3-2, when Moose Jaw scored to tie the game. Again, the deciding goal required double overtime, and Sporrell said, "Unfortunately, we lost with 6 minutes left in the second overtime." Sporrell, who lives in Unity, is assisted on the bench by Wade Dean and Chris Barr, both of Macklin. The team manager is Sabrina Winterhalt of Unity. Players on the team come not only from Unity but a number of area communities. Unity. Shay Winterhalt, Tylan Blanchette, Ayla Sporrell, Emerson Brown, Jesse Cooper AP, Emery Gumpinger, Emily Partington and goalie Ashlyn Brown. Macklin. Sam Cowie, London Getty AP, Chloe Dean, Rael Barr and Bentley Bear AP. Wilkie. Taryn Pernitsky, Landis, Courtney Tebb. While the U13 WPU will lose 7 graduating players, the future looks bright, especially with their 3 U11 affiliate players who already now have playoff experience on both the losing and winning ends. Moving on to U15 hockey will be Shay, Tylan, Ayla, Emily, Chloe, Taryn and Courtney.